Governor Peter Shumlin says he got the call from Entergy Tuesday morning, shortly before the news release went out announcing the company's decision to shutter Vermont Yankee. Shumlin, an ardent opponent of Entergy and Vermont Yankee, says he now wants to forge a new relationship with the Louisiana-based corporation. The governor says his thoughts now are with the plant's 650 workers.
Those employees have done an extraordinary job running the plant. They're dedicated, they're smart, they're capable, and we're going to partner with them to find a great jobs future.
In Vernon, William Mole, Entergy's president of nuclear operations, said the news brought tears from some longtime employees. Mole blamed the closure on the energy market, not the ongoing legal battle with the state.
This decision was based on the economics of the plant, not operational performance, not litigation risk, nor political pressure. Simply put, the plant costs exceed the plant revenue, and this asset is not financially viable.
The Yankee plant went online in 1972. It's the same General Electric boiling water design as the reactors in Fukushima, Japan, that were disabled and damaged by an earthquake and tsunami in 2011. In the wake of Fukushima, Entergy was facing expensive modifications needed to improve safety. Arne Gunderson, a nuclear engineer and Yankee critic, says the upgrades could cost Entergy hundreds of millions of dollars over the next few years.
The problem is Fukushima modifications are coming due. That's close to $100 million. Plus, the leaky condenser, that's another $100 million. So it just made no economic sense.
The debate over the future of the Vermont Yankee nuclear plant went from the state legislature to a federal appeals court. Entergy successfully challenged two state laws in federal court that would have forced the plant to close. The courts agreed with Entergy that federal law trumped the state laws and that lawmakers were improperly motivated by safety when they considered closing the plant. But financial experts say that in the end, low natural gas prices doomed Vermont Yankee. Julian Dumoulin-Smith is an energy analyst with UBS Financial Services. He says competition from power plants fired by abundant, cheap natural gas cut deeply into Entergy's margins. And he says the problems facing Vermont Yankee also plague other, older reactors.
This is likely a bellwether as far as it goes for the nuke industry. In some senses, this is the first or perhaps the second of a large wave of potential nuclear plant retirements in this country.
The news stunned people in southern Vermont who've long seen the plant as a stable source of both taxes and high-paying jobs. Laura Sebelia is with a local economic development corporation. She says Yankee's shutdown is a serious financial setback, especially since the region is still recovering from the devastation inflicted by Tropical Storm Irene 2 years ago.
It's a little like, whew. You know, enough with the body blows, please. Good news is I think we have proven ourselves worthy to coming up to big challenges like this.
Vernon Representative Michael Hebert is a Yankee supporter. He says the state now needs to help the economy recover in southern Vermont.
The governor in the past has spoken about that, so now, you know, he'll have to step up to the plate and come through with some sort of economic incentives or something for the area.
Although the plant will close by the end of next year, its legacy will live on at the Vernon site on the banks of the Connecticut River. Entergy has 60 years to decommission the plant under a plan approved by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The time will allow the company to accumulate money in a fund set up to pay for dismantling and cleaning up the site. But there's no long-term national repository for nuclear waste, so still unresolved are the tons of spent fuel rods now stored in Vernon in huge steel and concrete casks. Governor Shumlin says he wants to speed up the decommissioning timetable so the plant site can be used for industry or for another power station.
The sooner that we can return that to a green field so that we can use the extraordinary resources there, the transmission, to help power our green energy future, the better off for Vermont in terms of jobs.
The decommissioning issue may lead to another fight between Entergy and the state. Vermont wants more money to clean up the site, and lawmakers may try to raise that through taxes on Vermont Yankee. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.